here's a story from The World.
Protests against police brutality, especially toward African Americans, continue. In and around San Francisco, many of the city's immigrant communities have joined the marches. But Indian Americans haven't had a big presence at the protests, and some people are trying to change that. Reporter Deepa Fernandez picks up the story.
Boom! KPOO San Francisco 89.
There's this Sunday hip-hop show in the Bay Area.
It's Carfree J.
Carfree J is the DJ.
I'm going to play some local hip-hop. I'm going to talk my stuff.
He's very vocal about racial justice issues.
You know, being a black man, sometimes you got to learn Hindi.
Wait, Hindi?
You know what I'm saying? You never know what you have to do as a black man.
So, a few months ago, Jay tried out his Hindi on the air. Why are you staring at me? That's what Jay was trying to say in Hindi, specifically to Indian Americans in Sunnyvale. It's a Bay Area suburb and home to many Indian Americans. Jay goes to Sunnyvale a lot because his in-laws live there too.
People, they just walk past me like they're afraid. Sometimes people cross the street, and then when they get past me, then they cross back. That's happened to me here in Sunnyvale numerous times. People calling the police on me like, dude, there's so many brown people here in Sunnyvale. Like, I don't know why I should be experiencing racism down here. Like, we should be walking hand in hand. We face the same white supremacy on a daily basis, you know.
There is a problem, and we need to address that in the South Asian community.
Basa Pradhan has lived for years in the Bay Area. He runs a theater company here that stages plays specifically for the Indian community. In 2017, they performed a play about police brutality.
And what are those police officers? Juries across the country acquit those police officers again and again. Is this justice?
The play was intense. It didn't sanitize how African Americans have been brutalized by cops, but
it wasn't very successful for us.
It was a chance to learn how police brutality affects black people. But Pradhan sensed the broader Indian community just didn't think the issue related to them. Indians, at least in this part of California, don't really socialize with African Americans, he says.
There are places in the Bay Area, like Fremont, like Sunnyvale, like Cupertino, where, you know, the density of Indians is so high that you just, you know, glom onto that instead of widening your social circle.
Like her husband, Vidya Pradhan also works on raising consciousness in the Indian community.
Misinformation thrives in a vacuum. And if you have no information about the history of black people, then it's going to be filled in by whatever comes your way.
Hollywood stereotypes can take hold, Pradhan says. So she recently held workshops about black history for Indian American children. Parents were interested too, she says. And that gives her hope that this moment of racial justice reckoning might be opening some hearts and minds in the Indian American community. Yet her husband, Basa Pradhan, points out that anti-black sentiments among Indian Americans may be connected to something way deeper, India's entrenched caste system.
Then you come here and then you take that system in your head and you apply it to your new country. And then it results in prejudice against black people or Hispanic people.
Although against the law in India, discriminatory practices by upper castes, Brahmins, against lower caste people, Dalits, happens openly in India. It also happens within the Indian community in the US. A survey by a non-profit Dalit civil rights group called Equality Labs found 2/3 of the respondents felt discriminated against in their workplace due to their caste. Dalit Indians are beginning to come forward with their stories of caste discrimination. Software engineer Maya Kamble says she's experienced it a lot.
It's not so easy when you have an Indian manager. You know, managers have a lot of control over what kind of bonuses you get, whether you get promoted or not.
Dalits have been really pushing like the rest of the South Asian community.
Then Maury Sandararajan leads Equality Labs.
If you want to really show up for black lives, you have to work on your internal hegemonies of caste, and that'll really change the way that you show up for all oppressed peoples.
In fact, says Sandararajan, Dalit South Asians have a long history of solidarity with African American communities. There were the Dalit Panthers, who were directly inspired by the Black Panthers. and famous Dalit leader Dr. Ambedkar reached across the ocean from India to build solidarity with Black Americans.
And this goes back many years, from the correspondence between W.B. Du Bois and Dr. Ambedkar for issues of caste and racial justice.
Kafri J., the hip-hop community organizer, often invokes Black thinkers and activists like Du Bois on his show.
Hi. Hi, Boo.
But today, he's hanging in the park in Sunnyvale with his family.
The majority of me is really trying to reach out because, number one, a Black dude looking like me speaking Hindi, I shouldn't have to deal with the police just because I'm trying to pick up my family.
For The World, I'm Deepa Fernandez in Sunnyvale, California. From PR.